8 and 10 and 12 hogs smoking at the same time. Hickory smoked builds you a fire in a close building somewhere. Let it smoke for about, keep a smoldering fire on it for somewhere around all 3 weeks. Salt it down good before you smoked it. Keep what they call the skippers out of it.
Skipper worm?
Worm.
If you kept your meat too long, you'd say it.
After you smoked it, you didn't have any trouble out of the worms. Because they would leave it alone.
Well, if you kept meat too long, it would do what? It would get
canker on you. It's called canker or mold. Get strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would get, would you ever, well, if you kept it too long, you say the meat had done what it had gotten.
Well,
gotten.
It wouldn't be spoiled.
Well,
we had a name for it, tainted.
Tainted?
Tainted meat.
Okay. What if something smelled bad? Would you ever say it got, would you ever hear the word funky?
Funky, yeah.
What does that mean?
Funky is just, you know, that's not an old saying. That funky is a new saying, you know, that's not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's some black, old Miss what it meant.
Yeah.
Funky means, it means what?
Runt. Okay. Runt. Sport.
All right. I'm talking about that hog meat. Would you now that kind of, you mentioned putting hog jowls in your thing? Would you ever put any other kind of little, you know, that kind of smoked meat you might put in with your greens?
That's usually when you had greens, turnip greens, and mustard or something like that. You used to put that. That's where your salvelli went to.
Salvelli. I see.
Yeah. You'd just chip you up some of that and put it, you know.
Yeah.
Last time you put ham in it too. Cut you off a chunk of that smoked ham, you know, and drop it over in those.
Had a lot of lean in, right?
Veins or something. Yeah.
Billy, what about what now? Wheat, the sort of things you'd make with wheat flour, you'd make you'd bake it in loaves and make.
We never was associated with any of that. Grinding of flour or anything. You mean grinding process and stuff like that?
Yeah.
We never done any of that. I've seen many a barrel of that old flour, you know.
Right.
It's coming great big barrels, you know, 55-gallon barrels of that stuff.
And those metal
straps, yeah. Wood lathe. Lathe barrels, is that what they used to call them?
I don't know. They had staves.
Wood staves. Staves.
Yes. And what ran around the staves, the hook?
Band. What we call a metal band.
Yeah.
Held the whole thing together.
Metal hook. The hoops.
Hook. Band, yeah.
Right. What did nails used to come in? Little old kind of a...
You know, ever since I have known it, would weigh them out in pounds, you know. I mean, you know, you used to have the old square nail. You ever see any of those?
Yeah. Hat Bill Houses with them?
Oh, yes, indeed.
No, the little things that nails would come in. You got a little round
kegs.
Yeah.
Kegs. Of course, keg could be, you know, the barrels we was talking about could be called kegs. Or kegs came in different sizes. You know, lots of times, like you say, buy nails or staples. We used to buy staples in the keg, 25, 50 pound kegs, you know.
And
of course, that's the way your beer came too, you know.
No kidding?
No kidding. Used to come in the beer used to come in the kegs.
No, and I've never, a wooden keg?
Wooden kegs. And man, now that's been a while.
I've drunk many a beer out of a metal keg, but
they used to come in wood. They used to